Moving on, Hezbollah's Secretary General is due to give a speech about Thursday's deadly blast in the Lebanese capital, Beirut. This after a powerful car bomb explosion rocked southern Beirut. At least 22 people were killed and scores of others injured as a result of the bombing in the Shia neighborhood of Zahia. The area is known as the stronghold of the Lebanese resistance movement. A group calling itself the Brigades of Aisha later claimed responsibility for the attack. The blast occurred only a day after Hezbollah's leader Sayed Hassan Nasrallah claimed responsibility for a defensive action in which several Israeli soldiers were wounded upon entering Lebanese territory. Ali Risk is our correspondent with me now live from Beirut. Let's get more updates from him. So Ali, we did speak with you earlier. For those of our viewers who just joined us, tell us what you were saying then about links between the explosion in Beirut and what Hassan Nasrallah said was the defensive action when Israeli soldiers entered Lebanon. Is there any evidence to even prove that this could be related or this could be the work of Israel? And who are these brigades of Aisha who have claimed responsibility?
Up until now, it's very early. It's only one day has passed. So if there is any evidence, this evidence hasn't been revealed to the press, nor has it been made public yet. But it is too early, you know, to speak about accusations based upon solid evidence. However, if you want to speak analytically and logically, of course, one obvious question which rises every time such incidents take place is who benefits from this? Obviously, it goes without saying that this is an attack on Hezbollah. It did kill innocent civilians, but the aim, the target, is Hezbollah itself. And so who benefits from harming Hezbollah? Well, on top of the list there, we have Israel. Other sides who might benefit, for example, are those who want to achieve victory inside Syria, victory for the armed opposition. We all know Hezbollah has stood as a major obstacle preventing the armed opposition from achieving victory, particularly due to Hezbollah's role in Qusair. And here, for example, we can point out to some elements within the Saudi royal family, like Bandar bin Sultan, who is believed to be in charge of what we could call the Syrian file in Saudi Arabia. Also, one other point which I mentioned before is that now we are living the days of the commemoration of the July 2006 war. Sayed Hassan's speech, which he's going to make today, was intended to be, you know, to celebrate, to commemorate this anniversary. And so it might come in order, as I said before, to harm the morale of the people, to try and ruin this occasion for them. So, you know, as I said, no evidence, but if we want to speak in a logical way, Israel benefits from this, as do, you know, some other groups who have an interest in weakening Hezbollah. And on top of that list, we can also, as I said, point to the same countries very much involved in arming the opposition in Syria, like Saudi Arabia.
Ali Risk, our correspondent in Beirut. Ali, thank you very much.